Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is October 10th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be continuing to read through the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 13. We're going to finish the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4 today. Tomorrow we'll start the book of Colossians once again. Ezekiel chapter 43, and then Psalms 95 and 96. So if you have your Bibles, grab them and let's read together today. 1 Kings chapter 13. And behold, a man of God came out of Judah by the word of the Lord to Bethel. And Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make offering, and the man cried against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a son shall be born to the house of David, Josiah by name, and he shall sacrifice on you the priests of the high places who make offerings on you, and human bones shall be burned to you. And he gave a sign the day, saying, This is the sign that the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be torn down, and the ashes that are on it shall be poured out. And when the king heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar of Bethel, Jeroboam stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, Seize him. And his hand, which he stretched out against him, dried up, so that he could not draw it back to himself. And the altar was also torn down, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign that the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king said to the man of God, Entreat now the favor of the Lord your God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me. And the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him, and became as it was before. And the king said to the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. The man of God said to the king, If you give me half your house, I will not go in with you, and I will not eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall neither eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the way that you came. And so he went another way, and did not return by the way that he came to Bethel. Now the old prophet lived in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all that the man of God had done that day to Bethel. They also told to their father the words that he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, Which way did he go? And his sons showed him the way that the man of God who came from Judah had gone. And he said to his son, Saddle the donkeys for me. So they saddled the donkeys for him, and he mounted it. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said to him, Are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. And then he said to him, Come home and with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with you, or go in with you. Neither will I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me, By the word of the Lord, you shall neither eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by the way that you came. And he said to him, I also am a prophet, as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with you into your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. And so he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. And as they sat at the table, the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. And he cried to the man of God who came from Judah, Thus says the Lord, Because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the command that the Lord has commanded to you, but have come back and have eaten bread and drunk water in the place in which he has said to you, Eat no bread or drink no water, your body shall not come to the tombs of your fathers. And after he had eaten bread and drunk, he saddled the donkey for the prophet who he had brought back. And as he went away, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his body was thrown in the road, and the donkey stood beside it. And the lion also stood beside the body. And behold, men passed by and saw the body thrown to the road, and the lion standing by the body. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet lived. And when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard of it, he said, It is the man of God who disobeyed the word of the Lord, and therefore the Lord has given him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word that the Lord spoke to him. And he said to his son, Saddle the donkey for me, and he saddled it. And he went and found his body thrown in the road, and the donkey and the lion standing beside the body. And the lion had not eaten the body or torn the donkey. And the prophet took up the body of the man of God and laid it on the donkey and brought it back to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid the body in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. And after he had buried him, he and his sons, When I die, bury me in the grave in which the man of God is buried. Lay my bones besides his bones. For the saying that he called out by the word of the Lord against the altar of Bethel and against all the houses of the high places that are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. And this thing Jeroboam did not After this thing, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but made priests from the high places again from among the people. Any who would, he ordained to be priests of the high places. And this thing became sin to the house of Jeroboam, so as to cut it off and to destroy it from the face of the earth. And that was 1 Kings chapter 13. Let's move on over to the final chapter of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of the fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the middle of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. And even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my need once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. And all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. That was Philippians chapter 4 and the final chapter of Philippians. Tomorrow we start Colossians again. Turn with me now to Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43. Then he led me to the gate facing east, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the east, and the sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the vision I saw was just like the vision that I had seen where he came to destroy the city, and just like the vision that I had seen by the Chebar Canal, and I fell on my face. And as the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And while the man was standing beside me, I heard one speaking to me out of the temple. And he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the people of Israel forever. And the house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by their whorings and by their dead bodies of the kings at their high places, by setting their threshold by my threshold and their doorpost beside my doorpost, with only a wall between me and them. They have defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed, and so I have consumed them in anger. Now let them put away their whoring and the dead bodies of the king far from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. As for you, son of man, describe to the house of Israel the temple, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and they shall measure their plan. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the temple, its arrangements, its exits, and its entrances, that is, its whole design. And make known to them as well all its statutes and its whole design and all of its laws, and write it down in their sight, so that they may observe all of its laws and all of its statutes and carry them out. This is the law of the temple. The whole territory on the top of the mountain all around shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple. And these are the measurements of the altar by cubit, the cubit being a cubit and a handbreadth. Its base shall be one cubit high and one cubit broad, and with a rim of one span around its edge. And this shall be the height of the altar, from the base of the ground to the lower edge, two cubits, with a breadth of the cubit, and from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge, four cubits, with a breadth of one cubit. And the altar hearth, four cubits, and from the altar hearth projecting upwards four horns. And the altar hearth shall be square, 12 cubits long by the 12 broad. And the ledge also shall be square, 14 cubits long by 14 broad, with a rim around it, base a cubit broad, and its base 1 cubit all around. And the steps of the altar shall face east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances for the altar. One day, on the day when it is erected, for offering burnt offerings upon it, and for throwing blood against it, you shall give to the Levitical priests the family of Zadok, who draw near to me, to minister to me, declares the Lord God, a bull from the herd for a sin offering. And you shall take some of its blood, and put it on the four horns of the altar, and on the four corners of the ledge, and upon the rims all around. Then you shall purify the altar, and make atonement for it. You shall also take the bull of the sin offering, and it shall be burned in the appointed place belonging to the temple, outside the sacred area. Then on the second day you shall offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering, and the altar shall be purified as it was purified with the bull. And when you have finished purifying it, you shall offer a bull from the herd without blemish. And you shall present them before the Lord, and the priest shall sprinkle salt on them and offer them as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you shall provide daily a male goat for a sin offering, and also a bull from the herd, and a ram from the flock without blemish shall be provided. 7 days shall they make atonement for the altar and cleanse it, and so consecrate it. And when they have completed these days, then from the 8th day onward, the priests shall offer on the altar your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, declares the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 43. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalms 95 and 96. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are also in his hands. The sea is his, and for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day of Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. And therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glories among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. And yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. And let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the fields exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, October 10th, 2021. This morning, 9:15, Sunday School for All Ages. We're starting a new class last week. What is Biblical Missions? Brother Dan Skiff teaching that, so you want to come on out to that. And then, of course, at 10:30 for our regular worship service. God bless you, and Lord willing, I'll see you then. Bye now.